Yeah, we have like 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks of school before it's winter break. And I just think that's going to go in like, a heartbeat. So that's wild. God, I'm so exciting this morning. I'm just so
We're all
excited.
just like
I can
bleh.
feel
The energy feels all low.
the boredom. I really can. I'm trying to make this interesting. We have three and a half weeks
of school.
of school. So if I do the math, that's 7 days.
You got to carry the wand. Don't forget
like,
to
man.
The energy feels low. Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Or hope you had a Thanksgiving.
Hopefully you had a Thursday. I'm hoping that
for being a short week for me for work.
Yeah.
It went by so fast. It felt like a normal weekend.
The weekend?
Like I had
I thought
Thursday
you said week, but
yeah,
you,
no, I had Thursday,
weekend.
Friday off,
mm-hmm.
And then obviously since Thursday I've been off, and it just went by so fast.
Oh, I hear you. I know.
I'm like, what the fuck?
That's man, me too. Well, this last week, we did conferences on Monday.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So we did a really long day, and then we got to leave early on Tuesday, and we got to leave early on Wednesday. So it's been like 2 half days, and then no work, and then the weekend.
This time of year is kind of cool for you though.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the outside of winter break, it's like the most solid chunk of time where you just kind of regroup a little bit.
Yeah. It's so, like the halfway point between.
Yeah, yeah. So it was pretty. Yeah, it was like I got to do the breather, got to do the locker room chat,
yeah.
That by the coach, that kind of thing. So
that's cool.
Yeah, but no, it's but I'm with you. Like really quick weekend. I'm still working on all those projects that we talked about before. So it's like with that, time just flies.
I know.
Flies away.
Yeah, me and Elise were just talking yesterday. Like, fuck, dude, I'm not ready to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna be sick. I'm gonna call it.
I'm not feeling very good.
Like, hey, boss, I can't come in. Monday's like the worst day to call in.
Yeah,
Mondays and Fridays, I feel like are like the worst. Like, like anybody calling in on those days. I always question anytime they're like, Jesse, I can't come in. I'm like, all right, no, it's cool.
My
I mean, I don't care.
Not in it. My stomach, man.
But usually they're cool about it. They're just, I don't feel good. I'm like, all right, hungover check.
Yeah. Where's your team playing yesterday? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, I don't think anybody on my team really watches football.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, no. There's a couple. There's
I was
a couple.
Say, man, that's fascinating.
There's probably, maybe just two that I can think of, really.
Huh.
Exciting, guys.
Yeah, I know. So
but anyway,
we're starting.
How was your Thursday?
It was good. Yeah, we ate way too much. We went to Louis, my mother-in-law's, and they ordered a turkey from Kentucky Fried Chicken. They make turkeys.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so they just went and picked it up.
How was it?
It was good. It was like a Cajun kind of flavored.
Okay.
So different.
Extra crispy?
Good. yeah. Deep
original
fried,
or
breaded,
extra crispy?
Extra crispy. a little spicy. It was good, though. So we ate a lot there, and then we went to my parents later.
That's kind of brilliant, actually, to do.
Yeah. Like, way easier.
I wonder if you have to order something like that in advance.
You do, apparently. They had it all figured out because Louie had a surgery, so she was kind of down. So she couldn't cook. But, man, Fred made everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he did a good job. So
I should have came over.
It was delicious. Yeah, what did you guys end up doing?
We didn't do much. It was just me, Alicia, JJ, and then Sadia and her friend. They came over.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. We ate. I felt like we ate fucking early.
Yeah.
It's just the turkey got done pretty quick. And all the food was pretty much done. So we just
nice.
Sadia came and we were just getting stuff ready.
Yeah.
It had actually been ready about 30 minutes or 40 minutes before that.
Wow.
But we're like, oh, let's wait,
Yeah.
Like there was a point where I'm like, I think I need to warm this up.
What time did you guys eat?
It probably became around 3:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We ate like 1.
Oh, see, that's early.
We have Thanksgiving dinner for breakfast at Blanca's mom's house, and then we have like lunch at my parents' house. But that way you can just keep eating throughout the day.
Yeah, yeah, you don't feel guilty. And you guys are lucky in the sense you, well, lucky and not, but you don't have to deal with all the leftovers. And,
yeah, they sent leftovers with us.
Yeah, you know. I love picking at the turkey if it's good.
Yeah.
If it's not dry.
Right, right.
Just eating like a fat fuck. So, yeah, I know. You know what I mean?
I know.
Dude, I'm wearing this little Batman onesie because it didn't fit me. I don't even know where I got it, to be honest. But it's really tight in the chest and stomach area.
Well, I think it's because of the working out you've been doing, but
I thought I would.
Man, I was thinking I was in the zone last year this time. Like I was super careful.
And
I'm like a super health kick. I only ate like what I needed to on Thanksgiving. The next day we went and my dad always makes these panini sandwiches with the leftovers. They're really good. So I ate one of those. And then I did a 2-day fast. So last year, this time, I would have been coming like close to the end of a 2-day fast. This year, did not do that at all.
Well, because you're like at a weight now where you're like, I'm cool, you know?
Well, I am. But like, yeah, doing all these projects, I'm definitely not exercising. So I think like all my muscle weight is converting back to fat weight. But I haven't gained. Like net gain, there's been nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
But my doctor would probably be like, yes, but that was never the issue to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. And like freaking everything else. Like I had worked out all the week prior, worked out for a few days, and me and Alicia, and then this week came and I don't think we worked out once. It was just
no, it's hard, man.
It went by you cooking all day, like why I cooked yesterday or on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then you're just not in the mood.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that, like, this time last year, you know, trying to exercise, being good, and how the times changed.
Yeah.
But I'm happy where I'm at.
Well, me too.
Even if this is a little snuggy.
I do want to get back to it. I need to, and I keep saying it. I say it out to the ethos out there so that
I'll put it out to the world.
Right, so that way it becomes real.
Right. You got to put it out there.
Yeah,
they say
it out there. So you guys hear it. I'm going to do it. But right now I got a lot of other shit to do. So it's going to be a while.
I know. But no, Thanksgiving was kind of just like whatever. It was just another day. It was like,
well, we've talked about how fast this year has seemed to go. Like everyone I talked to is like, God, where did the time go? Like all started and now here we are. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a time warp this year. My brain's not really caught up. Maybe I felt the same way last year. I don't know.
I swear tomorrow's probably going to be Christmas.
I know.
That's how it
will be. Because we have like 3 and a half weeks of school before it's winter break. And I just think that's going to go in like, you know, heartbeat. So that's wild. God, I'm so excited this morning. I'm just so excited.
We're all just like, I can feel the energy feels all low.
The boredom. I really can't. I'm like, I'm trying to make this interesting. I like, we have three and a half weeks
of school.
So if I do the math, that's 7 days.
You gotta carry the wand. Don't forget.
Like, man,
the energy feels low. That's how Thanksgiving goes, though, man. You're just so tired.
We ate. So I always want to say barbiturate. It's not a barbiturate. What is turkey? I baked peyote into my turkey. No, what is it? What, tryptophan?
Tryptophan?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it has that like chemical that's kind of like,
doesn't sleepy. That sound like something that you'd buy on a corner? Like,
dude, it sounds like a pandemic.
It sounds
like we have a tryptophan pandemic going on. Like people are dying left and right.
Tryptophan is killing more Americans a year.
It probably does.
Yeah.
How many Americans die on Thanksgiving because
from tryptophan?
From tryptophan
overload. I don't know. I mean,
he went to sleep. He just never woke up. You know. Yeah. No. We try to wake him.
I always tell people walking around with like Narcan for tryptophan. Bro, are you okay?
Yeah.
You all right, brother? You just ate too much turkey. He's okay.
I ate a lot, you know. I didn't eat as much as I usually would, right? But like I ate a lot, and like I didn't think I ate so much turkey, but God, I was still tired.
Yeah,
like I was sitting on the couch, you know, waiting for the Niner game, and I was just like, Even in, like during the Niner game, there was a couple points where I was just like, I was just so cozy, and I was just like, God, damn, I could take a nap right now.
Yeah.
But then I, you know, watching the game, I was, you know, I stress out. So I'm like,
I didn't watch it. Thank God, because I don't think I would have been very happy. But
there was in the third quarter when the Seahawks came out, it was looking like a whole different game for the Seahawks. Like, yeah. I was like, oh shit,
they actually but were then, pulling it together.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they fell apart again.
And then something happened. Yeah,
yeah.
And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, I didn't get tired this year. And it is really common, you know, you eat a crap ton of food and then you just want to sleep. And I haven't slept poorly, but I haven't been going to bed at any kind of a normal time because I've, you know, been doing like the project in the garage and stuff. So I've been staying up late, kind of getting up early, but I have like this weird energy. I have like the meth energy going right now where I'm just like,
your mind's just racing.
My mind's always going right on this project. So it's like, I don't know, but still, even with that, I wasn't tired on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, I was just a little sleepy. I think it was more to do with the fact that I was like up cooking and getting things.
I didn't do shit.
Cleaning our house and doing shit like that. But that day,
I was not responsible for that, I guess. So.
The next day, I was way tired for whatever reason.
Yeah,
the
crash after the party.
I think so. Like, yeah. There was a point where I wanted a nap. I think you had come over to drop Elliot off. That you guys,
yeah, we ended up hanging out for a while.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool.
Yeah, what was that we watched?
Something City.
Oh, Weird City.
Weird City.
God, that show is fucking weird. It is weird.
It's weird, but in a fun way.
We watched three episodes, but we couldn't watch anything after that
because you have to get
a premium account. Oh, fuck. And YouTube Premium is not cheap. It's like $90.
But does that come with like cable TV essentially? Is that the one where you get
maybe? Is it
$90 for the year?
No, I don't know if it's $90 a year or $90 a month.
Dude, no.
I don't know.
No.
What? I was looking at it for
I don't want to misquote YouTube.
I'm not, it couldn't be less than 90, but I feel like it was expensive as hell. Like I was like shocked at how expensive it was. But I thought it was a monthly fee.
Well, maybe, but like that.
But I think you get a lot in tail.
$13.99. This says YouTube Premium $13.99. You're full of shit.
No, there's one where you get for the cable, it's more.
Oh yeah, for the cable.
Yeah, where you get the TV, it's like $90.
Oh sure, yeah, that would make sense.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I mean, the cable bill.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I want to say like
$100-something.
$13.99. It was $1 million. Like I had to take out a mortgage just to watch YouTube Premium.
Yeah, man. It's
so $14. That's not bad. That's
not,
normal.
That's not bad. Yeah,
that's normal. Netflix is way more expensive.
Ooh, Netflix is
and some of
I love Netflix. Like my heart's with Netflix. It was my first stream, right?
Yeah.
And I do when they put out a good documentary. There's something about a Netflix documentary that hits just right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to get rid of them, but man, they keep jacking that price up. There's a point.
That's like, dude, some of these shows are they that good?
I know. Well, especially so like if you've paid attention to the market of the streaming, we've kind of hit a point. It's too much money to take out loans.
Yeah.
So it's really affecting the streaming.
Oh,
because they're not this like letting creative people make whatever they want to anymore. They're being way more selective the way that they used
like
to
be. Like a studio would.
In the traditional model. Yeah, yeah. So it's like we're kind of coming full circle back into the traditional model of media.
It's like, dude, we can make money if we do it this way. Well, right. Yeah, no, that's how they did
or
it.
Or we can make a non-artistic piece of shit that everyone's guaranteed to watch.
So speaking of that, so we watched this movie called Genie. Mm-hmm. As Melissa McCarthy.
Okay.
I can't remember the guy's name.
Yeah.
Anyway, essentially, she's the genie.
Okay.
He finds and he actually can get unlimited wishes, right?
Okay.
But he just wants his family back together because he was like,
but you got to keep those extra wishes in your back pocket.
Yeah. Right? So like he gets unlimited wishes if he wants, and you know he turns out he's like a good guy or whatever, right?
Okay.
But the movie was just like. It was just missed.
Not as great as you thought it might be.
I knew it wasn't going to be. For one, I already had a feeling it wasn't. It was funny where it needed to be.
Sure,
you know it was
had
funny
its moments, but
then all of a sudden it ended.
Oh, really?
I felt like I was like, okay, I've been watching this movie. Why are we at the end?
Like
already?
I'm invested, kind of, or like.
Like all of a sudden,
you just feel like it didn't come to a conclusion.
Like, my last wish is for you to be free. And I'm like,
she's like, wait.
What the fuck?
Dude, if you had unlimited wishes, that genie would be stuck for a little while.
He was super, you know, he was way too humble, to be honest. Like, no, like, you know, what's one wish you want to waste on yourself? He's like, and then he made it. His wish was so his boss donated all his money to charity. That was his wish for himself. I'm like, shut the fuck up. He did wish for a Lamborghini.
Okay, that's so he had a really stupid wish with like unlimited, like yeah. What kind of service plan did this Lamborghini come
with? And then he like got all these presents for his kid and his wife, you know, to try to woo him back, you know.
Okay, so what's he going to do when he doesn't have money to keep that lifestyle up?
Right.
Well, now he's convinced his family, like, this is what the new life's going to be like, and he didn't ask for $1 billion.
Yeah, I would have.
Idiot.
I would have asked
for money. Start with the money.
You always start with the money.
And then a Lamborghini of all the cars, like, one of the most expensive. I would get, like, a Mustang or something. Something that you can actually afford to put in the shop, you know?
Yeah, I would get something.
Isn't, like, a Ferrari, like, oil change, like, $5,000 or something?
Don't have one, so I have no idea.
Neither do I. I feel like
I could YouTube that.
Yeah.
Can you YouTube a Ferrari?
Well, I'm pretty sure that if you do it, they're like,
well, you don't have no whatever no more. Yeah. You know, they're like, they put a little garlic in there.
Yeah.
That's what
they gotta get a ring, you know. You don't know the pasta goes in there.
Yeah, that's why your car sucks. No.
By the way, Ferrari. That was a prejudice. I love Italian people. Started watching Sopranos again last night.
Did you?
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had Sopranos playing while I was working on the wood stuff. It was like, it was kind of like a dream come true.
Oh, doing your background noise and stuff?
Yeah, I just had it going. I haven't watched season two in a long time, so I have season two playing.
Are you playing them on, like, stream? Or
no,
you, like...
no, I just have old DVDs. And the funniest thing is that they're so old that they're in standard format. They're not even...
so it's a perfect, like, if you had the boob tube?
So, yeah. So, like, I have huge black bars on the side of our TV that I have mounted in the garage. It's pretty funny.
The picture's small.
It kind of is, but yeah. It's still, I mean, such a... fantastic show, and I love that young people don't like it anymore because it's like not woke enough. And I'm like, it's fucking Sopranos. They're mobsters.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, how woke is a New Jersey mobster from 2000 going to be?
Can you imagine a woke mobster?
I would whack you, but you know, I understand your feelings where you're coming from. I'm so sorry for your background. I'm going to give you a pass on this one. Like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
What do you want? Like, there, I literally read this article. I literally did. I didn't figuratively read it. Why did I say literally? It doesn't matter. Anyway, so I'm reading this article. And it's like, the flaws with the Sopranos, the cringe moments looking back 20 years. I'm like, well, okay.
You can find that in anything. So,
seriously,
like,
though.
I was watching Supernatural. You know, I watched Supernatural the way you probably watch Sopranos.
Sure,
and I found an article, too, where it's like, why Dean's a misogynist and like all these things. I'm like, he's very toxic to his brother. I'm like,
yes. Toxic masculinity.
For one, being a brother on some of these things, it looks like.
That don't mess with the brother.
Two, it's a fucking show, and his character is kind of like, you know.
Well, seriously.
Like, he's not a misogynist.
One time, so they talk about like, Tony was not kind to Christopher, and he never took accountability for it. It's like he's a mob boss. He doesn't have to take accountability.
Yeah, that's the last thing he needs to do.
Like,
he'll have someone do the fall for
him. Like, how inauthentic do you want the show to feel? Like the mob boss that cares about everybody's feelings?
He didn't even know how to deal with his own.
No, I know. That's the whole premise of the show. He's obviously flawed. He's going to a therapist.
He's going through mental health.
He's going to a therapist. He has dreams about fucking his therapist when his wife's already mad at him for going to a lady therapist, not telling her about it.
Yeah. I remember that
it's
part.
Like, the show's brilliant. I don't care what young people think.
I need to get into that show again.
Man.
Because, like I said, I got to season two, like, halfway through it, I think. Oh, I should have asked you.
No, that's good. I got it.
I get it. You fucking asshole.
I got myself. Don't worry. I can rely on me.
No. Do okay. Like the passive aggressive.
Yeah, no. It's good. It's good. You fucking prick.
I get myself. Yeah, cool.
No.
It's not like I watched your kid or anything, but yeah, cool. Whatever.
Oh, man. He went to my parents' house for a little bit.
Yeah, no, I didn't know if. I thought Elliot was just going.
Well, we just asked the kids because Blanca really wanted to eat again. So she's like, get in the car. So everybody got in the car and then we went and had some leftovers. So
yeah, he liked it. He was just, that kid gets bored when he's by himself.
Yeah.
And I get it.
He's, I do too. Yeah.
But sometimes he's just like, oh, can Ellie come over? I'm like, well, I mean, I'll see. He's mm-hmm. like, oh, I text Tom. Well, okay, I'll text him.
Well, Tom doesn't respond very well.
I go, so. Tom probably's not going to see that Messenger one. I know, like, Elliot's messaged me on Messenger, and I've not seen it.
It's random.
It's because I'm not, like, on Messenger, you know what right. I mean?
I don't look.
And I don't have, like, notifications on for, like, most of my stuff.
Right.
Just because I don't, it's weird. Phones are supposed to be good for that stuff. I don't like them. I don't like
being over inundated with information. I don't like sometimes you just want to be alone.
Yeah.
You know, like
just my ringer, if it's on, mm-hmm. that's you can call me or I might have no text notifications on that I can.
Well, hear. I'm really bad at remembering to turn the volume back up if I've turned it down. So half the time my phone's just like accidentally on silent.
Oh, mine's always like that.
Yeah.
My phone, it's a piece of shit. So. When I do notifications on, because I just want like fucking text message notification, yeah. but it's like turns all of them on. So anytime mm-hmm. like someone there's motion detected at your front door, it'll go off. Or the cool thing is like I named our back camera the terrace.
No, so, nice.
Yeah, so it sounds fancy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see my backyard? It's not, but the fucking the AC when it like when the air conditioning unit like shuts off. Like it lets out like steam.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. It's so cold. I gotta yeah. And well that will set off the fucking camera. Motion's detected. And so I don't want to hear that shit in the middle of the night. Cause then I'll be thinking, fuck, I don't want to go outside. You know how scary it'd be if like
there was something outside? Was actually like there's a guy out there.
How stressed would you be to have cause you know you have to go outside.
Shit. I gotta shoot this guy. Yeah.
Anytime I had to go outside and it was like super late, I was like, okay, I'm bringing something. Like I grabbed a shovel once.
Well,
like what is that going to do?
Are you ready to bury the guy? Yeah. Well, that one night I got that loud knock. I just walked out the door like an idiot.
Hey, come on in.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Still the creepiest thing.
Let's make sure you're in the camera.
Dude, that is still the creepiest thing.
That was. They're like, is Tara home? No. Do you remember that movie?
Remember which one movie? Was that one?
That was The Strangers.
Oh, yeah. That was a fucking creepy like, movie, though.
No. Tara didn't live here. That was a good movie. But I kind of felt like that was going to happen to me that night. For those of you that don't remember the old episode.
Yeah.
I was alone. Not alone. Everybody was just asleep. It was like midnight. And I'm laying on the couch because I didn't have to work the next day. And just watching something. And all of a sudden, I hear like... on the front door.
Heart fucking would have been.
I mean,
out of
it
my
was
chest.
Like that. I mean,
like who the fuck's like, knocking at my door this time of night?
Like who's police knocking at midnight?
The scariest knock.
So
by
I
the way.
Go and like kind of, I look and so we have like the little monitor thing. So I look at it and it shows like three girls, like teenage girls standing on the front. And I'm like, okay, I don't like this.
Yeah.
So I like, my thought was there's like probably some like creep guy around the corner gonna like you know using them as bait for me to open the door. So I'm like I need to you know obviously just not ignore them. So I opened the door and then like slid my body out and shut the door behind me to keep everybody else safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, what's going on? They're like, oh, we're just really thirsty. I'm like, okay, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, but get your really thirsty ass off my property.
They're like, do you have like a bottle of water or anything? And then and instead of just being like, you girls need to go home and like, well, hold on. So I go look, no water bottles, but I bring them glasses of water. These kids are so stupid. They take glasses of water from some random person. And they drink
dead.
It.
And that's how that movie started.
I'm just like, you guys need to be really careful walking home. Our street's no joke. Like people fly down our street. Like they drive little sports cars like it's like Daytona 500.
Yeah, they do that around my street, and my street's not even like a...
Well, you're like the turnaround.
Yeah, no, because they'll come down at the end, and then they're like, and you'll hear them.
God, it pisses me off.
But no, the street, like now, there's like no lights.
There's
it's
no
dark.
Lights. There's like barely a side to walk on half the time.
Yeah,
and
there's
like,
not a sidewalk. Yep.
There was two nights ago, we were laying in bed, and there was a car that went by so fast that we heard it after it already passed.
Damn, speed of sound is that fast?
I mean, like, yeah, you know, I mean, I might be exaggerating a little bit, but no, it was freaking fast. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
It was like, what the hell? Like this is a residential neighborhood, you know.
But so our neighbor
straight away.
So like down the road. So let me see. Let me explain. So up the street from where we live.
Yeah.
When you're going back to your house or whatever. There's this old man that he's always outside most of the time, like working on his. I swear it's just his mailbox. He's always fucking. He's always at the mailbox.
The mailbox has never worked right.
Yeah. So anytime I drive down after coming from the store, I'll come down and I'm literally it's my neighborhood and I don't drive crazy fast down that road.
Yeah.
I'm going, you know, whatever it is, 10, 15 miles, going slow. And that old man all the time. He's out there just policing people, telling them to slow down, slow down.
God, the dick.
But Alicia, I guess the other day was coming home and she said she was kind of going fast. She even admitted, she's like, I was coming down that road a little fast.
Yeah.
She goes, and I just happened to look in my mirror and she sees that old man like arms in the air. Just like
tools.
But he's the same old man that came and like bitched out Alicia because our dogs, at the time we had Beans.
So he's Max, not a happy old man.
And then, yeah. And they were barking. Yeah, they're always barking. You need to control your dogs. She's like, they're out here. Like, you leave them out there all day. And she's like, no, I don't leave them out here. I leave them out here to go to the bathroom, do whatever. And then, you know, bring them in. And I was like, where does he live? I'm going to go talk to him because he shouldn't be talking to you like that. That's kind of fucked up. Like, you know.
Did you go talk to him?
No, she wouldn't tell me where he lived. Oh. I didn't know where he lived at the time because we were pretty new in the neighborhood. We'd been there maybe a year at this time.
Gotcha.
But the next time it was weird. Beans, that's the only guy Beans ever ran up on, and like was like, get the fuck off my property.
Wow.
Like, and he never seen the guy or nothing.
He's a scary looking dog too.
Yeah, he was a boxer.
He was like, good.
He was like kind of big.
You better stop.
Yeah, but like, no, he knew that guy was a piece of shit.
Yeah,
he's just an old man. You know, old people have their particulars. I feel like.
Well, like, at what point should this old guy have just bought a new mailbox too? If he's always out there just tweaking with his mailbox, like at some point, it's just cheaper to buy a new mailbox.
He made it
out of wood. Like the wood he just never out quite of wood.
Yeah, yeah,
fit right.
Yeah.
The angle's wrong.
No, but he's like, he's just always out there monitoring. He's policing.
That's his whole point.
Slow down.
Now, where is this guy?
He just lives.
Is he the guy around the backside?
You know where Chloe lives?
Yeah.
He lives like a house or two up from them.
Oh.
Just on the left.
Jeffrey Dahmer house?
Just a little up past Jeffrey Dahmer's house. Okay. There's a guy that lives on a road that I think looks like Dahmer. Because he has the Dahmer glasses and everything.
He eats people. I mean,
doesn't he look kind of Dahmer-ish?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, he's gold frames.
Yeah.
He said, come on, man.
Well, you want to come in and see my baseball card collection?
Yeah.
No.
He wanted to borrow my drill for something. I was like, come on, man, you're good. Like, I ain't letting you
Do you have a Sawzall I can borrow? No.
Like, hello, it's 2 a.m.
I returned it covered in blood. I was like, bah, bro, just clean it. At least clean it afterwards. Yeah.
No, he seems like a cool kid, though. I think he's always skating out front.
No,
he's a cool kid. He's a cool dude, like, skater. In his 30s.
He's a cool skater kid.
He's such a cool. It was my buddy Johnny. Happy birthday, Johnny. His birthday is tomorrow, but he's 40. He's going to be 40. And so we went to Prosser yesterday.
Yeah.
To kind of like do a surprise party for him. His wife, like.
Oh, it was a surprise. That's
cool. Yeah. So she was like, it was at the Eagles Lodge.
Oh, okay.
He lives in Grandview.
The Prosser Eagles.
Yeah. He lives in Grandview, but they went to the Prosser Lodge. It was fucking freezing in there.
Was it?
Jesus Christ. Yes. It was so cold.
Like icicles on the wall.
Like Alicia, like I gave her my coat to wear over her already coat because she was cold. Because she's cold. Like I can handle the cold for the most part.
Yeah.
Or I'm sitting there like, no, nah, man, this is not cold. Whole body just fucking
shivering. I need that coat back.
Yeah. My knees. I tell them, I go, I must be getting old because my knees are always cold. Yeah. That's where I get cold. It's like on my knees.
Huh.
I mean, like, need insulated knees for my pants.
Yeah. Interesting.
But no, he was he turned 40. It was a pretty cool time.
Aren't a lot of older people cold a lot?
I know. I'm getting old, bro. My circulation.
Why would you live at the Eagles Lodge? I mean, how many young people belong to the Eagles Lodge?
I don't know. Loud, but I guess it's a cool place to go to because you it's like at a bar and
dude, like, no, like a lodge would be badass. Like it's just a clubhouse that you hang out at.
Well, that's what it kind of seemed like. And at least he's like, why do they all look the same?
Because
and I go, I don't know.
Back in the 60s, people were dope. I mean, like
they all do
these look old the guys, same. They like the VFW, all this stuff. Like this is a bunch of old men that were like, I don't want to spend time with my family. So they would go hang out, play pool,
and drink.
And drink and then drive home.
Wonder if there's any mafia related incidences at an
Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I guarantee you.
You know, like that's where the business the occurred.
Coast.
That's where the business well, occurred.
What do you think about it? A mafia is just like a really, really private. I mean, they're private organizations, but like it's a very like exclusive Eagles Lodge is really what a mob because like, yeah, it's they this, run their little.
It's the Costco.
They run their front where the guys just hang out and shoot pool and like
yeah
bullshit. Like
that's how it was. I had like a pool table.
Wouldn't that be
a
cool? Bar,
and just, then it's like a 30-inch TV.
Yeah,
for sports. It was literally like 30 inches just sitting on the wall.
Well, they don't watch TV. They're old.
they were watching like the Huskies game.
Yeah, my when I used to live in the Tacoma area, my grandma, so she was my step grandma. So her husband before she married my this is getting very complicated.
Yeah.
But anyway, he had been what lodge was it? I don't remember which. Because there's like 50 of them. There's like the Elks, there's the Eagles, there's
the
VFW for the Veterans of Foreign Wars,
FOA. I don't know
this one anyway, whatever it was. We would go every once in a while, and I was encouraged to join. I'm like, I would, but
I'm 15,
like, I haven't even met a girl yet. I kind of feel like if I'm hanging out here all the time, the girl I'm gonna meet is gonna be a little bit something out of my age range, though.
And an alcoholic, like, she's gonna smell like a pack of Marlboros, yeah. She's gonna smell like Marlboro lights,
yeah. No, it's all good. I don't want to be husband number two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck, she'd be like 20, 30 years older than you.
At least.
No, it was cool, though. I don't know what point I was getting
at. Yeah, I kind of took that down a different
path. No, but like even when I started talking about it, I was like, fuck, I just lost it.
Well.
You know, I lost that thought.
You were in a lodge. It was probably the coolest experience of your
cool.
life.
It was cool. But no, it was a cool little birthday for him, though.
Yeah.
My dad actually gave me a ring that I think is an Eagles.
Really?
Yeah, from the Eagles Lodge. Like I think my grandpa maybe was a member of the Eagles Lodge. So I have like a ring so I can be like, whoa.
Yeah. You know what I want to do?
I'm in this club. I don't have to pay membership.
I want
to
join the...
it's fat, too.
What are those guys? Son of a bitch. The guys with the...
Bikers.
Compass thing. The Freemasons. I'm going to be a Freemason. Oh,
Freemason. That's kind of cool.
Because then I can dress up all fancy and act like I kill people and stuff.
And
just the ring and scare people with
anytime
it.
Anytime I think of Freemason, I think of the National Treasure movie.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
You know what I don't get is like they act like it's like this like super elite club, but then they're all over the place. Like we have a Freemason society here.
It's like Applebee's.
Yeah. I'm like, is it like the elite one in DC that's doing all this stuff?
Or? Maybe it's elite in the sense that it's like Chili's where there's. They're out there. It's just not as popular as like an Applebee's. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sure.
It's a franchise. Sure.
You got to drive to the next town over to get to that one.
Like if I want Chili's, I got to go to Spokane.
So Cheney had, when I went to school there, they had a Freemason society above a storefront. How freaking cool is that? I was like,
that's cool.
We were out drinking and I look over and there's all these like old guys in like tuxedos.
What do they going do?
Upstairs.
What is a Freemasons though? What do they do?
They Freemasons.
Were they bricklayers?
Yeah, that kind of stuff, right? I guess. But like rich ones? Only the richest.
The CEOs of the
bricklayer. If you're a rich bricklayer, then you should be a Freemason. Come on, it's the best. It's so good.
And is it free to join? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I want to know what the dues system is like. If you bring in.
Be like, this isn't free. Right. For who?
Yeah, this is the costly Masons. We're the expensive Masons.
Like, this is costing me an arm and a leg. I don't even own a tux. Now I gotta go buy one.
Yeah.
I've been renting this thing. I can't afford one. Yeah, this
is, I got it at Goodwill, bro.
I got this at Mr. Tux.
Although, as we know, Goodwill tuxedos would be about $10 cheaper than a brand new one.
Yeah.
They're getting a little out of control.
Dude, I was at Goodwill with Alicia on, I think it was on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the one in Richland, right?
Yeah.
And they had all these like toys and like stuff that was kind of new in boxes, uh-huh. pretty much. Like, I think stores might have given them away.
Gotcha.
To them, like, for whatever reason. But there was this set of Legos. There was a Hulkbuster one that was pretty good size.
Is that like the Hulk that goes? Argh.
Yeah, the Hulkbuster's the Iron Man suit that's big. It's a big Iron Man suit, right?
Oh,
essentially,
okay.
Iron Man would actually sit in it.
Yeah, so Iron Man doll would sit inside.
Tony Stark would be inside the Hulk, but like in the movie, he uses Hulk to fight the Hulk. He's about the size of Hulk, right?
Gotcha.
Anyway, like there was that one, and then there's this one called Loop Coaster, and it was a cool one. It's like, have you seen those signature Lego collections where it's like in this black box?
Yes.
It's one of those ones you just
collector's item.
Yeah, right? You want to, like, if you put it together, you're gonna like display it because it's
forever.
Nice, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How much like room do you have to have in your house?
Because they got one. You can make the White House out of Legos, and it looks sick.
I really like the architecture ones. Like, a massive skyscraper would be so cool.
Yeah, this one's like kind of like in that realm, right?
Yeah.
Well, me and JJ are walking around, and he looks. He's like, oh, that's cool. And I'm like, yeah. And he sees JJ's this old man, like, who is really fucking frugal, right? Mm-hmm. He's our conscience. He saw it. He's like, whoa, $299, $300 for that. And I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. That's a fucking lot of money. We're at Goodwill. What the hell, man? I want all the pieces, though.
Right.
If I'm paid $300, man, there better be all the Legos in here.
Right. In the bags. In the individual bags. Not just thrown back in the box randomly.
Yeah,
I want it in order.
Well, it's the same piece. It's just blue. Like, yeah. No, I want the green one that was supposed to be.
Right.
The Hulkbuster one, which was a little shorter than that one.
It was a Lego one.
It was a Lego one.
Yeah.
It was $400.
God.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Costco, shit. I need to go back to Costco that when I went, they had a penis pump and shit. I need that Costco. Or not Costco.
Costco. It's just brand new. Remember when Costco sold those penis pumps? God, I love Costco. I was like, honey, I think I want my penis bigger. Let's go to Costco and pick up one of those ultra penis pumps.
Right. Pack of three. You can get
all the penis pumps.
Yeah, remember, I gift my homies penis pumps.
Hey, guys, Costco's got a deal. Buy one, get one. A BOGO penis pump.
It was at fucking Goodwill in Richland. They had, it was you. I think I remember sending.
You told me.
But it was actually when we first started this podcast, but there was a penis pump.
That's so weird.
I just remember seeing that.
Like, was it labeled as a penis pump?
Oh, no, it was in the box. I should have bought it because it would have just been hilarious.
Wow.
It would have been one of those.
Why would you have had to have tried it too?
I probably would have. Depending. Like, if it was used, no. But this one would look new in box.
Can you imagine?
No, that's disgusting.
Who decided to put that out on the shelf?
I don't know. Like, I remember just walking down the aisle, and I was like,
what?
I just remember in my head thinking, ah, that's funny. That looks like a fucking penis pump.
Wouldn't that be like akin to like a dildo?
No, like, I don't know.
It's in the same.
It looks like a syringe with a.
You know what I'm saying?
With
though?
A
like,
tube out of it.
It's like, is there much of a difference between that being on the shelf and like some big old dildo like sitting on the shelf?
I mean, yeah, no, essentially.
It's kind of the same concept.
Welcome to Goodwill After Dark.
Yeah, Goodwill. This is actually, you can use this for
something. You need your ID to get back here. I know. So, funny story on Thanksgiving. Sadia has her friend. We're not calling him a boyfriend yet, you know, or anything.
Okay.
Good kid. He was super good kid and everything.
Cool.
His name's Levi. His name's not Levi, but we call him Levi.
The story's getting a little confusing.
But I won't go into that. Okay. But yeah, his name, we call him Levi.
Okay.
But anyway, we have this dog toy, and Tom knows what toy I'm talking about.
I know.
It looks like a penis. So it looks like a funky dildo, right?
Yes.
It's got a base that sits on the floor, and it's very phallic. I would say it's about.
And it even
six,
wiggles.
It wiggles. So
it's the.
I do this purposely all the time. It'll be laying down on the side, and I'll put my foot on the edge, And when I, and I'll do it really hard so it pops up and then it goes boink. Because it just looks disgusting. It looks like a dildo for real.
Really funny.
Well, Rex is in the kitchen. He's like chewing on it, you know,
right.
Flipping it up, playing with it. Then I look and oh no, and the kid's holding it. That's what it was. The kid was holding it, playing with Rex, right? Because he's like, oh, this dog's awesome. And I'm at the sink and I'm washing my hands. Mind you, I've only met this kid just today, you know, that day. And I was like, babe, I was like, we forgot to put our toy away. Sadia laughed and he's like, what? And I was like, oh no, I was just, we forgot it. That's our toy. Like, we forgot to put that away.
It's ribbed for her pleasure.
I go, we forgot to put the toy away. And he's like, oh God. We were laughing so hard. But it
could be. I mean,
no, legit, it looks like
man.
It looks very funny. We used to have a blue one, but the dogs love them. It's good for their teeth. Like,
I'll bet it is.
But Rex always chokes on it. Like, damn, Rex. It's so funny looking. It is the worst toy. But no, I can see a Goodwill like being like, all right, you know, I need your ID, 21 and over back here.
Right.
Here's our used collection.
They got the brothel in the back.
Gross. How gross.
Well, there's a company that buys back used items and then sanitizes them in the 3-step process and then resells them. I'm like, I get it, but what's the price difference between new and used?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
if you're doing something like that, wouldn't you just splurge on the new?
I would splurge because, you know,
what's $5 off for the used? Whatever. You can get,
instead of 75, this will be 70. Like, no, that's been in someone's vag. I'm good.
You know what? I never understood.
I need one fresh out the box.
So they have the ones that guys use, right?
Dildos?
Well, it's not. I mean,
well, like the prostate massager.
It's like the pretend
I
lady.
Know this stuff, but
the,
I do
the pocket pussy. If you
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. The half ass.
I have never actually seen one in real life. I've seen them on, you know, TV or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I've never actually, like, I've seen it in the store. I've never investigated enough to understand how it works. How the hell do you clean one of those things out?
I don't know. How would you? Like would you just shoot water your sprayer?
I remember watching Dave, the show Dave, where he had the fake legs.
Yeah, oh, God.
And he used a stick with toilet paper wrapped around it. Just
that's so gross.
That was the funniest episode of anything I think I've ever seen. That entire episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's all put in the closet.
If you have never watched Dave, you need to watch Dave. His girlfriend finds his fake girl, and it's like half a woman's body.
I know,
with legs and everything. But they're so like super limp, floppy legs. So he throws it in the shower to hide it from her, and she like opens the shower to get in, and these legs flop out. It is just the whole thing is so funny.
That is a funny episode.
But
I mean, I don't know, how would you clean that?
Just like him wrapping the the toilet paper around an outside just regular stick. But I don't get it. I mean, do you not? I mean, you have to, right? That'd be so gross.
Yeah, because they have the fleshlight. That's what it's called.
Yeah, they have that. Where maybe you like unscrew the end and then you can like
spray it out. Gross.
It's, oh God.
I don't know. I don't have one. I'm going to have to buy one now and try it.
There you go. Let me know.
I'll let you guys know next week.
Yeah. Somebody out there knows. If somebody out there knows how to clean one out, please drop a comment. Let us know.
If you don't feel like commenting, just weirdlyblended@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can email us too. If you want it to be more secretive, more private.
That, I don't know. That'd be weird. That is a good question. But no, I don't know why they sold, you know, and did someone buy it? The penis pump.
They
had question.
Have. Did you
like,
ever
I
find
wanted
it
to
the...
buy it. I'm not even going to lie, just because I thought
somebody
it would be
bought
funny.
It for the humor of it.
That's what I wanted to do. But then at the same time, it'd feel weird going up there to purchase a penis
pump. Yeah, you're basically acknowledging, like, I got a tiny dick. I'm
like, mine don't even fit in this thing. Yeah. It's for a friend.
This is a joke, gag, gift.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
But like, and then I would try it once and then give it as a gift.
Right.
Can you imagine like the elephant gift or whatever they do during Christmas?
Yeah. Dude, I had a...
You passed... you know, they... Like, so Alicia's uncle, they used to do this like elephant gift.
White elephant?
Yeah, or something. We would do a story, right?
Yeah.
And so you'd pass... Like, it was like during the story, it'd be like, you know, and then he passed left. And so you'd, everyone would be in a circle and you'd pass like the present. So you don't know what these presents are.
Right.
And so at the end of the story, you're stuck with what you get, right?
Yes.
And you'll go across and all this stuff. And so if you, I can imagine what if you're there, you know, that's your gift you throw out there.
There's no way to know who brought it.
Probably, I know. Right? We did a gift, like an exchange like that at, I worked at Arby's many years ago, and I was like a manager for a bit. And so we went to this manager's Christmas party kind of thing. And I remember as a joke, I bought a double deck of like naked, like suit, like really obese women, right? That was my gift.
So not a cool gift in today's standards.
Definitely not.
You got canceled from that party.
My manager was known for being like funny like that, yeah, doing stuff. But I remember doing that, and there was this girl manager that I liked her in the sense that I liked, she was cool, you know. Mm-hmm. She wasn't like, she was pretty obviously, I, you know, but I didn't like her in that way, but she was cool. And she's the one who got that gift. Yeah. I was like, oh, but they were so pissed when it got opened. And, you know, there was jokes, but they're like, you know, wondering who did it. And I remember I just, you know, when you get embarrassed, you get that heat.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. And then she had it. And I was like, oh, my God, dude. What they're the fuck?
Upset
and I,
about
she
it?
Was actually my manager, too, at one time, because I worked at her store for a while. And I was like.
So what were the comments? Like,
how I can't even remember. I just remember, you know, people laugh mostly.
Tasteless.
This is you know, basically it was unacceptable. You know, but they thought it was Daniel. Hey, his name is Daniel.
This is an Arby's Christmas party. Okay.
I was bringing the meats, buddy.
This is classy. Somebody. Like,
but like, they thought it was him. So they right away, he was. Oh, he's like, I didn't do it. Like, he knew
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he knew I did.
Did he?
Because he was the one who encouraged me to get it. I was like, no, I'll do it. You know, like, it'd be funny. But then, like, when she got it, I was like, I forgot what her name was, but I was just like, that's it. You know, I told her, I was like, that's, I'm the one who brought that. And she laughed. That's what was cool. That's why she was cool. She was cool about shit like that. But
I was like, well, who cares?
I guess if anyone was, I was like, I'm glad you got it instead of someone else, although that would have been even funnier. Are you wait?
Very prudish little.
Yeah, they were like super, like, what's eating Gilbert's grapes, mom? Like, that's
dope.
That it was playing cards, though. Very nice deck. Put
sorry,
me for, back $5. No, wow. I don't even know how much it was.
From Spence's?
I don't know. It was, I went to like a porn store in Seattle, somewhere. And that, so you know how weird it is to walk into like a, I don't know. Have you ever been to like a castle? Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a weird feeling
for
to walk.
Fun.
Just to walk in, you're like, you feel, you're like looking around.
Yeah, I know.
Do I know anybody?
I've been there. You know, when you turn 18,
yeah,
you gotta go. We took a friend who was like very, like fun. Like, she was funny, but like very uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
So we took her one time, and then we did a program in the dorms once where we had to go buy stuff as like giveaways or whatever. And every time you're in there, it's so awkward when you're there for just like the funny experience, and you look around and you see these not there for a funny experience.
They're like for real. They're like,
who are serious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Serious connoisseurs of pornography. I'm like, man.
Yeah, when I went to the one that I went to, that it was back in the day of like VHS, DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
They were just all over.
Yeah.
$4.99. You're like, God damn.
I feel like the internet's probably undercut that market quite a bit.
Well, had
like,
to, right?
Like, what DVD stand do they have now? Or
do they even have one?
I don't know.
There was a store I remember I went to that was in Kennewick, actually. It's right off of Kennewick Avenue. You know where Yelm is?
Yeah.
So there's a smoke shop right there.
Yeah.
And so that it was that store.
They had a sex store there?
Yeah, around the corner. Like, you'd walk in the smoke shop.
Oh.
And then around the corner, there was like the adult section.
So this is just like a classy joint all the way
so
around.
So I remember, I think I ended up buying like a DVD or something once.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, let's see. Don't know where that thing went. Internet saved me now.
Yeah.
So much easier.
So who wants to hassle with the DVD tray?
Put it in, wait for it to load.
Yep.
Menu, chapter. That's the menu intro. The
bullshit. Oh man,
that's the.
If you ever watch the DVD, that is, it's like, like whatever porn studios they make you watch the like three and it's like two ladies from different movies. Like I don't know,
it's like really a little stupid mini trailer.
Yeah. God, and
Brazers.
A movie, it usually is. And or like there was a devil one, there's like a red devil, well I forget what it was called, but
if you ever
watch a full-length film with like an actual plot, like by
never
I mean
I've never much, lasted
how much do you need, that's my question, like you know,
is there someone out there that watches those and like legit will watch the full length?
Didn't Josh Arnold no he said that he skips.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, from Bob and Tom. He's very funny. He would talk, he used to apparently watch a lot of the cinema. And
he knows, and he's pretty proficient with how he knows, like, actors.
He's like an expert.
Yeah. They always ask him questions.
Oh, sure.
That's why I like it. He's cool about it. He doesn't care.
He's funny. He's.
Well, I think that's the thing, though. It's like porn's a part of society, really.
No,
I think it's a taboo thing for a lot of people. They think it's wrong,
right?
And
but
I mean,
then you look at the data on how many people,
like, there's people like, addicted, though. You know what I mean? There's an addiction to that aspect, and I can see how it can bring in like excitement in the room. Mm-hmm. If you know, not all the time, but like,
well, like all things, there's a healthy avenue for it and an unhealthy avenue.
And I think a lot of people do fall on probably the unhealthy side of
but
that.
There's a lot of people, you know, for religious reasons or whatever, say that it's not a good thing.
It is weird, though, to walk in the store, though, and you see all these.
Just like
people. You know what tripped me out the most is when I would see, like, at that time, when I was younger, I would see, like, a girl in there, and I'm like, that's weird. I feel like this is a dirty place. Like, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, go clean yourself up, you damn hoe.
I would actually feel like. Like I'd feel bad. Like, she shouldn't be here. Like, this is like not a good spot for
this her. Is hurting her,
you know, like it was in like in a sense, like, I don't know if it was like trying to be a gentleman or it's like, you don't, this is like not a good spot for you. Like, you're going to come across some nasty people or something. You know, I would think like if I was a chick, I don't think I'd come into one of these places.
Yeah.
I'd be ordering. Like, obviously they didn't have it online back
then. See, that's the thing. Life's changed quite a bit.
But. They probably had a little fucking paper.
Yeah.
Like the end of the Playboy.
Order book. You get the little coupon.
QVC.
Out. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. QVC for adults.
Isn't there a show like that where they have.
There was a Sue, Sex by Sue or something. She would do like reviews on like.
Do you remember the old
Dilly Whoppers?
Dr. Ruth.
That's what it is, Dr. Ruth. That's what it is.
I had my husband try this out.
Yeah.
I'm like, oof. Okay.
Damn, Dr. Ruth's a freak, though.
She, you know.
Would you admit if that was the best sex you ever had in your life? if it was a fucking 90-year-old lady.
I mean, Dr. Ruth probably knew a few things.
Like, damn, Dr. Ruth, do that thing with your mouth. No.
I'm going to spin from the ceiling.
God.
You just lay back now. Lay back.
She becomes this fucking. I've never seen a video like that where, like long time ago. Sorry, anybody that's uncomfortable with this part.
Well, but come on, like you know,
we're adults.
What you're listening to, but
she's like spinning, like giving him a blowjob, but like spinning, like with you know how the girls use the that ribbon and they'll spin from the ceiling.
Yeah,
it's essentially that's what she was using to spin.
Ah.
Like around it.
Well, that
I was like, dude, that'd be so weird. I don't know. I'd be like,
I knew a guy that was in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and he was stationed over in Asia,
and he did that to a guy.
Yeah. Moral of the story: a lot of gay sex on those boats. No. He talked about there was a girl at a place that would like spin down on something.
Oh,
and.
It's like those donkey shows.
She just lays there and she just comes down and spins around until, you know.
Wow.
Something happens.
I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could. Like, that'd be weird.
I would feel bad because I know why, you know.
I couldn't go into a place like that, but like, it'd be weird if all of a sudden, like, I'm like, you know, getting ready to do it with my girl and all of a sudden she fucking repels from the ceiling.
Right.
To go, and I'll be like, what is going on? Like,
she's peeing. I'm remember that. Funhouse show. Yeah. She's climbing back up. You're like, whoa, come back.
No, that was, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's not weird, but like it'd be
an experience.
Like, I'd probably not say no, but it'd be. I'd be like, "Wow, this is kind of different."
I'd say like I wouldn't do the like the prostitutes. You know, it's like it's sad. Oh, it's just really sad. Yeah, There's a lot of like very very in a bad situation. People, you know.
Yeah, I did a like an essay or something like that in when I was going to college about why they should legalize prostitution. I did a whole like with like because it's legal in other countries,
right?
And I was doing
so you use like data
I use data, like divorce rate was actually a lot lower there.
Sure,
you know, go cheat on your wife,
but in a legal way.
Just pay your $20.
You know what I don't get,
which is weird
talking about that. So, you know, we've talked a lot about sister wives lately. I am so confused when they get in that legal trouble because Utah has laws against polygamy.
Oh, they're against it.
They're against it.
Okay.
Right. Because I think it's because the Mormon church doesn't want to be associated with it. Right. And there's a big Mormon presence and government there. But like what I don't understand is they explain that they only have one legal marriage in the family and everything else is like a spiritual marriage.
So it's not a marriage.
So what I don't understand is what exactly are the polygamy charges? Cause like there's no charge against you having an affair.
Maybe having
have an affair and you get the gal pregnant or you provide an apartment for your side piece to live in. That's not illegal. But if you call them your wife, like how do you define it enough to actually prosecute somebody, somebody from Utah,
have a TV show called
Please Explain Sister Wives. To Me This. Yeah, actually, Cody Brown, if you listen, can you explain to me exactly how this law would have even worked in the first place? I feel like it'd be very difficult for a prosecutor to prove. But no, outside of you being on TV talking,
this is just my side chick.
Well, yeah,
this is my other side chick. But all the side chicks are good with
but
it.
But if the girls like each other, then it's a problem. You know, like I just don't, no, I don't get the law. I don't understand. Like I get like, okay, I have one legally bound marriage and then I go get another legally bound marriage and there's like competing documents and I'm claiming them as a spouse and I'm getting benefits from the state or something. There's a fraud piece there. But if there's not any more than one legal marriage, what is the illegal piece of that that can actually be tried in a court?
That's true. I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, but if a guy's just having an affair, that's
fine. You think it's a scare tactic?
Like maybe like, if, I
just
guess
let's settle.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what are you suing for anyway? Like, what? Why is that a problem?
Well, if they were acting like they were going to go to prison for
That's my point, though. Like, why is that a problem to have multiple wives? Like, if you have the mental capacity to fucking deal with multiple women or men,
either way,
I don't care. But like, good for you. That's fucking
all right.
That's a. You're already that's punishment.
Well, that's you're in hell. I mean,
yeah, that's
no.
But like, why is that? Like, why should that be a problem? Why did the government? You know, like,
see,
I can see when you're getting like benefits and stuff,
right?
And you can get benefits from all of them,
and you're using the system in a legal way. That's a whole different thing.
But like you said, if you can support,
that's the thing. Like, I'm pro gay marriage and pro all those types of marriage. I'm not obviously like there's legal limits. You can't. You know, where they're really going after is like places where they're like doing underage wives and that kind of stuff. That
totally
should be totally
sense.
Illegal. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
Like, obviously, that's a different story. Yeah, but for consenting adults, I don't understand like the government's role in regulating what's right for one person or another person.
Even for tax reasons, like, I don't know. Maybe that's where it can be tricky.
Yeah, wouldn't it just be fraud? Wouldn't that just be classified as a fraud and not
just claim head of house
a marriage issue?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. That's weird.
I don't get it.
I'm looking that up tonight. I'm going to study.
I'm not. I just want someone to tell me.
I'm just kidding. I got to finish putting on my Christmas lights.
Oh, there you go. I haven't. Even
I have half done. I started yesterday and then I was going to Johnny's birthday and then I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. His birthday was cool because they actually did like, he loves records.
Oh, nice.
Like, he just loves
vinyl. Yeah.
He does. He loves music. Like vinyl. Like just he just loves hearing different musics or even sampling. Like he's the one who does our intro. Mm-hmm. And so when we moved into our house, we actually had this cardboard box from some radio service out in Grants Pass, Oregon. Right, it has like the label on it and everything. There's probably I want to say 15. 20 maybe a little more of these old records. And I'm talking like.
That they would actually play on air?
They must have. I don't know. It was like one's like a Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Right. And then the others are like.
Crooners.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's one that's like polka music.
That was big in the 50s.
Right? And there's a swing, I think swing music. There's an orchestra. It's like Larry Bird's orchestra. Larry Bird. Sorry. First name.
Larry Bird's orchestra. And the Michael Jordan children's choir.
First name popped in my head. I've been watching a lot of Larry Bird.
What's the guy's name, though? There is a guy with a big orchestra.
But like
it Glenn was, Miller, right? Glenn Miller?
It could be. It's an old, like, this is old, like, 40s
God,
shit.
I hope it was Larry Bird. That would be great.
Larry Bird Super Senior.
Tall. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My grandpa was an orchestra leader.
But, like, it has all these, so I gave him a couple of those vinyls.
Nice. That's cool.
It's like, I've never, we tried listening to one, and it, I don't know if we have the right like needle or if it's dirty.
Yeah.
But it's still in sleeves. It still has the sleeves and everything. Like it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I wonder what old records like really sound like.
I think, to be honest with you, I think those records would actually play on your.
Oh, really?
Your old. Because Tom has this old fucking record player stuff that has like the big ass.
Yeah.
Like,
what do they call it? Something phone.
I want to say sensophone. Gramophone? But that's not it.
Gramophone? I think it's a gramophone. Gramophone,
yeah. Yeah. A sensophone's it's something we use at my work.
It's
we use it at work to monitor the temperature in like the fridges. Oh. It's called a sensophone. Huh. But so it's not that. But yeah, I think it would actually play on that. But actually, a lot better.
You got to keep cranking. I don't know. It's like ours doesn't work real great. The whole thing like wobbles.
Well, that's the point, right?
And but man, cool. We have some like I think they're pretend old records. And yeah, I mean, like it's.
I don't know why they sound scary. Sometimes
they do. It's like a horror movie,
dude. So Alicia is trying to play this one record that I was going to give him. And she's like, so she puts it on our record player and we're like, we can't hear it because it's not playing right. But it
you
sounds.
You can adjust the speed.
Well, that's what she was doing. She was like messing with it and we couldn't get it quite right. So she's not sure if it was just dusty or if it's old. Because I don't know if it's vinyl or if it's like, was it ceramic they used to use?
Oh, I don't know.
They used to use something else, I think, before vinyl. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Well, like the voices are always kind of ghostly in the old ones.
Like, the orchestra part we were trying to hear, like you can hear it, but it sounds very faint. So I can see it being used in a scary movie. Like, is anyone here?
Right.
It's like, are you playing the trumpet?
it reminds me of like The Shining.
Yeah.
You know when Jack goes into the ballroom and there's like actually it's full of people and the music's playing.
Yeah.
God, I love that movie.
That's a good scene.
Oh, I love that movie.
But yeah, so it's I kind of want to mess with some today just to see to see if I can get any of them to play.
You have to bring some over sometime.
Yeah, dude, I have them like at the house right now. They're sitting right. Of course, they're at my house, but they're out in the I have them as soon as you open. There's that table, our entry table. I always want to fucking call it a dresser because that's what my wife converted this into a entry table.
Entry table, yeah.
And it's funny story about that. We bought that this old ass lady that she cried. When we were picking it up because she's had this from forever. Cause it's a very old piece. She was in, I think they were just, she was moving in with her kids and she was getting a room. They didn't have a room. And she's, I just want to know that it's going to a good place.
Bastard
like
kids.
That's how she was. I want to know it's going to place. You're
put
not going to
in your house.
It's not going to be ruined. She didn't want it even painted nothing. Like, no.
Table. It's gorgeous wood.
Yeah, no, we're like, so the cool thing about this is she had that. She used to live in California. I think she said San Francisco.
Yeah.
Wherever the major earthquake happened.
Yeah, San Francisco.
So that survived through that.
Holy crap.
Right?
Wow.
The I think the glass did break on it originally.
Probably, yeah.
But they got it fixed. She's had that, but she's had that. It's like over 100 years old. That's she had it.
Because that was an 18 something, 1890s or something like that.
Yeah. So it survived all that. It's been through some like earthquake. She was telling us.
How old is she?
I don't know, but it wasn't originally her. It was in the family, kind of like
a family heirloom. And the kids didn't want. Oh my!
I don't know.
God.
She was, but like she was legit sad, and I had to just remind her. I don't know. Were you with me when I picked that up?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't remember. I thought someone was with me. I don't think it was Alicia, though. But anyway,
I could have.
But she was telling the story, and she was very sad, and I just had to like reiterate to her, like, no, this you know what? We appreciate it. My wife loves, you know, this, this vintage stuff. She's definitely not going to do anything with it, like, for our entry table, because she didn't want it to be like a piece that someone got and then resold.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
She was hoping it was going. Like, she was very. Like, it was heartbreaking for her. I felt kind of bad. Like, are you sure you want to sell this now?
Right.
You sure you want to sell this now? Fucking run out of her. Fucking. Hey, ladies.
You're a troll, huh?
Think of that fucking, I figured with the guy he played in, like, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
What's up, ladies? His voice gets all high.
Yeah.
Because he, God, it was funny. But no, yeah. No, she was pretty sad about that, though.
Dang.
Poor lady.
Yeah.
But anyway. Those
bastard kids could have just taken it, put it in their house. Like, come on. If it's like that much of a family heirloom and your mom's like crying.
She was so sad. So sad. But yeah, it was cool, the little story behind it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think she was she in the bed, or she just happened to not be in the bed, but the glass, when it broke, it stuck into the mattress. She said, like, so I don't know if it, well, there wasn't the 1830s, but okay. it was an earthquake.
It survived the Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's what it probably. Was. Yeah.
Okay. Much more modern.
That was, like, I was like, I know she was old, but she wasn't 1800s old.
Well, there was a horrible earthquake in the 1800s in San Francisco, but
no, this one is
in the 93 or whatever.
It was one of those big earthquakes.
Okay.
But she said it broke in the glass, like, stuck, like you see in a movie, like, yikes. Stuck into the bed.
Oof.
You know, but she just happened to not be there.
Well, thank God for that.
Can you imagine? Or you wake up and there's like glass.
Yeah.
Just outlines your body.
Oh man, that happened in a show I watched recently.
I would shit myself.
The gal hit the glass above her bed and it rained down on her.
Killer.
Yeah.
What movie is that?
It's the new Mike Flanagan show. What was the name of it? The Fall of the House of Usher.
Oh, okay. I know what movie. I mean, I know what show you're talking about. Yeah. I haven't watched it. Is it pretty good?
Yeah. It was pretty good. I always like his stuff. My favorite still is Midnight Mass. But
oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Hill House is great. Blair Manor was great.
Yeah. See, I've watched those two.
Yeah.
But
he does good stuff.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Hopefully we picked up the energy towards it. I felt like it was pretty slow.
In the beginning, like, well, it's a nice Sunday morning. And
thank you for tuning in to NPR. Guys.
Hopefully we gave you a few moments. We're going to listen to the Larry Bird Orchestra in just a few moments.
Yeah. I want to know what that sounds like. I do have a question of the week, though. It's very cheesy, but what are you thankful for?
Yes.
You know, and like, I guess in general, like, I know everyone's, oh, I'm good for my health.
Right.
My family, which obviously I'm thankful for all that
porn,
shit.
I think.
I'm thankful for porn. Thankful. And the Larry Bird Orchestra.
The Larry Bird Orchestra. Those give my life meaning.
Those are things I don't, you know, we don't think for the stuff we're grateful for in life.
Yeah.
I think that's always something to kind of like,
yeah,
even if not always Thanksgiving, but just I think in general
in life,
just I think there's moments in time where you need to kind of sit back and remember what you're grateful for.
Yeah.
Where you came from in a sense too, is like, you know, look where you're at now as opposed to where you used to be.
Right.
And I think for me, that's always the tricky part. It's like remembering that, because, you know, you always want more. You want better in a sense. And then, you know, you forget about the little shit that got you there.
I'm grateful for. I just thought about this. I'm grateful for my memories.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for the wisdom that time gives you to start to recognize that where you are is going to be probably part of a fond memory later on.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be one of those core memories.
You know, not even always a core memory, but like I remember last year, a little after this time, I started to get really down.
Yeah.
And I was in a real funk, but I look back on that time now with fondness in the sense of like, it all turned out in the end.
Yeah.
And I was like exercising and I had a lot of pieces in place. So like looking back a year, it's not a bad memory.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like.
And at that time though, you're not looking at it that way.
At that time, you're kind of stuck in the moment. I was just very like, bleh, for a few months, which is funny because I remember talking about it. Like, I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen.
Yeah. You're waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Yeah. So.
No. Yeah. I get that because I was actually thinking about that, like where I was at this time last year, mentally, all that stuff. And it's weird. I don't know if it has to do with finally like, you know, with quitting drinking or whatever, but like I feel more mentally stable this time of year than I did last year. You know what
I
mean?
See, I did
like
too.
I just felt like I was just not in a good headspace. And that lasted quite even through past Christmas and all that stuff. Like, it was just this funk. And I feel like
that's how I felt. Few months starting with Christmas and then on.
Yeah.
Until I started Venlafaxine again. Maybe that's why I feel better.
But no, I get that though. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a good thing to be thankful for is the past and the memories that, you know, that it is and the wisdom it's providing you for the future. Cause you think about that stuff. And
right.
Like, God damn. I did it. I went through that hard shit and I'm here I am, you know, dealing with something different.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I always think the universe ain't going to put something out there that's you can't handle.
Right.
You know, it's going to test you, but it's not going to put something that it doesn't think you can't handle. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think you'll ever get in a situation that it's like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Because there's been a lot of times where things happen that are bigger than you think you can deal with.
Yeah.
If you don't give up, you can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, get that. And you know,
they
capacity.
Do say like gratitude. If you can keep gratitude and just be thankful for what you do have, that positive outlook can have a real impact on your mental health, your well-being.
Yeah, no, I believe that because like I'll try to do like nice things.
Yeah,
or I'll try to do good deeds or whatever.
Sure.
To help, I don't know, because I feel like
that
karma is going to come back. I mean, I've done some not so nice things, I'm sure in my life.
We all have
mistakes. And,
yep.
But I feel like the good I've put out, it counteracts that.
That's the hope, right?
So the stuff comes, you know, it doesn't maybe always work out, but there's times that I'm like, you know what, whatever. It worked out maybe later on this or that, you know.
So, yeah, absolutely.
You know, the time will come. The pay it forward moment does come.
Yeah.
I think it's waiting.
Right.
Like sometimes you think it should happen. You know, I just did this good thing. It should happen right now.
Yeah. But no, they're not always. There's no cause and effect there necessarily.
No, I think that good thing will happen when it needs to happen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
Like I'm poor. And then all of a sudden.
Well, I'm like.
Damn, I just got this job.
I don't know that I believe in like karma in some like cosmic sense. But I think definitely if you put out a certain vibe and if you're there for people, like your choices impact other people.
Yep.
And so if you're having a positive impact on others, then when you need something, when you're really down and out, people are going to want to come and also help you because of what you've done for them or what you mean to them. So karma is a very real thing in like a behavior sense. I would
say. Yeah, well, I think there's that energy thing you can sense on people. Like like earlier, I sensed it right away too. But like that energy wasn't there. It felt very quiet in here.
We were talking about,
you know what I mean? Like,
what the fuck were we even talking about?
I don't even know.
Like how I was your Thanksgiving?
Good turkey.
Good turkey. Ate hungry, turkey. Tired.
I wasn't tired.
You know? But you know what I mean? There's that like energy you can sense from people if they're, I don't know. For me, that's how I.
For sure. For
like
sure.
Like, you seem like a good person.
Yeah.
Murder.
So I know, I'm not right, a good judge. Right. A lot of people thought Jeffrey Dahmer was a nice guy. Or, you know.
I don't know. In the show, he seems creepy to me.
I know.
Anyway.
He was. What a great job.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, you guys have a fucking fantastic
Guys, Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
Enjoy that holiday season. This is one of my favorite times of the year.
I love Christmas time.
Holly jolly, merry, happy.
At least you got the fucking village up and everything.
Oh, see, we can't decorate yet because our house is still torn apart.
Yeah.
But I'm itching. Yeah. I got to get this stuff done. I got to get it done so we can get the decorations out.
Hopefully the light my roof's not too icy.
See, I'm done decorating the house. I'm going to just decorate our trees in the front and make a thing out front because I'm not going to fall off that roof.
I like lights.
I do too. Me like lights. I like it. I love lamp.
I love lamp. Yeah.
I love light.
Anyway.
All right, guys. Peace out. Have a great week. And we'll see you next time.
Boop, 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 boop. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Johnny did the outro, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny.